Christ, our Lord and Savior, who knew no sin, but became sin to death on a cross for us. And so, Lord God, we thank you for the gifts among us here in our church. God, we may be small in number in house, but we are strong in faith. And so we give you praise. And so we hope, Lord Jesus, you are pleased with our offering today, our offering of this story that has been well done. Order our steps and direct our path. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I don't have to tell you much about the story. I don't have to tell you anything about the story. Amen? Because you got the dramatization of the story. And I put up Come and See and got you a copy of For Mother and Well, right? That we know what wells are, right? Before we had running water and taps, we were getting water from well. You know, young people don't know that, but there are places in the world that they're still getting water from the wells. Amen? Because we're still doing that, getting water from wells and in other areas of the world, even though now we have running water. And so, next slide. And so today I just want to pick up on 4 points on Come and See the woman at the well. Come and see, she said. Come and see the man who has told me everything about myself. Do you know that what Jesus does? Jesus knows everything about us. Every single thing we cannot hide from the Lord. Come and see. And so she's going to meet him at the well, as we just saw. And look how you'll always remember this story now, because it's been, you see it, right, friends? You'll remember it when it's read sometimes. If it's read, you know, when you see it, it's like going to the movies and see something, or to the theater, you'll remember. And so what was the significance of the woman at the well? The story of the woman at the well is a rich example of let me get next slide, of love, truth, redemption, acceptance, and testimony. The story of the woman at the well is a rich example of love, truth, redemption, acceptance, and testimony. And best of all, not only does Jesus accept her, but it reminds us today that Jesus accepts us too. Jesus wants us all to believe in him and to know that there is nothing we can do that he will not forgive us of. She's never named, the woman at the well, she's never named. Yet her encounter with Jesus is the longest, because if we read it all, that's what I was speaking with Rosa, that we cut out a little piece of it. She did incorporate it. So, because if you read it, it is the longest between the Messiah and any other individual in the Gospel of John. It goes from 1 to 40 something. It is the longest. Can you imagine that the longest in the Gospel of John that Jesus would be talking to a woman, right? And it represented the lowest of low, a female in a society where women are both demeaned and disregarded. She lives in a society where she is demeaned and disregarded. Now, I don't know wherever we stand on the abortion issue. That's not even, we don't have to debate it here. This is where we come to worship God. But to notice what is happening, whether you believe it's wrong or not, it's a decision between a woman and her doctors and so on. But what you see is happening, that there are men who are telling women what to do. That's happened this is not new, right? Right? This is not new. Men in the Bible have been very patriarchal, and men have been telling women what to do forever, even though we have got good minds just like them, right? So it's not new. You see, a lot that happens in society is part of the culture, right? I may be a little bit more conservative on an issue, and you may be a little bit more liberal. It's unimportant to this topic. It is a fact that women have been second class and demeaned from Bible times. It's a fact, right? And demeaned and disregarded. A woman is a race tradition, and also, not only was she a woman, she was a Samaritan woman. And the Samaritans were the other. Right? The Samaritans are the other, and we still have people that we otherize. You know what it means to otherize someone? To say that they are not good enough. They are lower level, right? A female in a society where women are both demeaned and disregarded, a race traditionally, the Samaritans, were despised by Jews, right? And living in shame, a social outcast. So she was a woman, and then she was a Samaritan woman. They were the ones who had intermarried, and they were living in the north, and they had intermarried because the Jews were supposed to what? Not marry anybody else, but they had intermarried, and they had become outcasts. Oh, I tell you, what a story. And she, not only as a holy encounter with Christ, but also receives internal salvation. She's the first evangelist in the Bible. Did you know that? First evangelist, and her testimony convinces an entire town to believe. So here she is. She's in the mountains, Sychar, as the text says. And Jesus wants, listen, when Jesus makes an appointment to come and see about you or me, Jesus is going to show up. Because Jesus could have gone, crossed over, using another way. But Jesus was going to go to Samaria because he was going to see a woman who was hurting. He passed through, and he would stop at that well. That's what love is. Agape love. Sacrificial love. Agape. He would stop at that well, and he would say to this woman, he knows she's an outcast. He could have asked the disciples to give him some water. Right, friends? He could have gotten the water himself. He's Jesus. He could have just said, let there be water, and there would be water. Right? But he wanted to what? Save her. He knows she was up against things. So love. What did he say? He says, could you give me some water? And she was shocked. She says, why do you, a Jew, speak to me? You're asking me for water? Me, a Jew? And then out of his love for her, Jesus would say to her, if you know the water I am giving you, it is not just physical water, it is living water. Do you know what is living water? That is that thing that has life, that brings us to our ups and downs and our trials and our tribulations, living water that lives in us, that brings us to salvation. But here's what Jesus did. Jesus knew that she needed forgiveness. So he said, go get your husband. Right? Because why would a woman be at a well by herself? You know, she's getting the water to go home, and she said, I don't have a husband. And then Jesus said, he knows everything. He says, the husband you have now is not your own. Right? Truth. And the one you're living with, you've had five husbands, and the one you're living with is not your own. Yet that did not stop him from being in dialogue with her because he wanted to save her. It was about his great love that he would get the truth from her. This is what Jesus do for us. No matter how long we haven't come to church, no matter when we walk away from Jesus, when we come back to Jesus and we encounter him, guess what? He receives us with open arms. Women, men, boys, and girls. And then my third point, redemption. He would give her what? The living water. She said to him, she accepts it. She says, give me that living water. So that I may not thirst again. Friends, have you ever drank of this living water? It's available to all of us, so that I may not thirst again. Doesn't mean that trouble doesn't come, ups and down doesn't come, but that living water, when you drink of it, see, one day I drank of that living water. I don't mean that when I was a baby and they baptized me. I have an adult relationship with Jesus Christ. I encountered him as an adult, grown up, and I accepted him. And that living water, Lord, has brought me through highs and lows, up and down. That living water is Jesus Christ. I tell you, I get so excited because I know what that living water can do for us folks. And it's freely given. So she accepts it. She accepts it, the living water from Jesus. Amen. And then, guess what she does? Because friends, as I wrap up, guess what she does with the living water? She doesn't keep it for herself. That's why you can't stop me from talking about Jesus. I am not supposed to keep it unto myself. She gave a testimony. She said to the people, come and see. Come and see this man who told me everything about myself and yet accept me. Come and see. And so we who are Christian believers, we must be ready to say to folks, tell them about Jesus in our own way, in our own experiences. Tell people about Jesus. Our family members, our loved ones, don't worry about if they're going to take it or not take it. Especially when they ask you, why are you going to church all the time? What about this Jesus? You got your own testimony and your own story. Does anybody here has a testimony and a story about what Jesus has done for them? If you have, say amen. Amen. Jesus has ever changed your situation, taken care of your family, healed you. You know, sometimes it's the simple things. You all know that I had this, you know, I was getting implanted and had this terrible pain that I could bear to speak because the nerve got damaged. And I tell you, if I eat something wrong and you know, because I get, yeah, it's doing well and I get carried away and I eat something that is not soft or, you know, bite and there was a bone in it. Well, yesterday, because I had a long day and I bit down on something, I didn't even know it was in the piece of meat, and the pain started and it was so bad, the nerve pain. I have medication. And I says, Lord Jesus, I got to come to church today. And I've got to speak. My job is to speak. Susan knew I was speaking a lot there yesterday, you know, getting up and speaking on the floor. But I says, I've got to come to church. And I got up and I took my tablet. And I says, Lord Jesus, you got to do something. I said, you got to let those tablets work, please, Lord Jesus, so I could say what I got to say today. I'm coming to church. And let me tell you, I took the tablets that they had given me for the nerve, and I went into the shower, and the pain was still, it shoots, you know, when you get it, it's nervous, because the nerve was, and by the time I was getting ready to dress, thank you, Jesus. See, I'm talking to you, the pain was gone. Thank you, Jesus. Doesn't mean that it may not come back later, but I'm not worried about that because they gave me medication. But Jesus knew I had to come. I called him, and as I was getting dressed, I kept saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. When I didn't feel it anymore, I kept saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you're going to make me get out of here. Thank you that I could come into the church and be with the children. Thank you, Jesus. And as I stand before you, because when I get the pain, it shoots up in the ear, and I could barely... As I stand before you, I feel no pain. God will take care of all that concerns you when you trust him. He will do what he has to do for you. Right? Because it was this morning that it was so bad. And I says, Jesus, I need you so badly just to bring me to this hour. And he did. That's our Savior. And I'm not special. I'm just one of his children like you. But I met him at a well. And when he said he has living water, I said, Jesus, please give it to me and let me drink from it. So friends, you too can drink from this living water. Amen. Next slide, we're done now. And so, and when you have, tell your children, teach your grandchildren, tell your friends, come and see. Let me tell you about this man who will forgive me of everything I ever did and will welcome me into his kingdom. Amen? Amen. It's living water. Songwriter says, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me, and he made me whole. He'll touch you. Shackled with a heavy burden. Oh, I tell you, when you're filled with sin and pain, then the Savior came and touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Yes, he touched me. And oh, that joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and he made me whole. My prayer is for all of you. Amen.